The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, North State. James Mazzotta here with Enjoy Magazine.
And Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
No, you're not. Your mic's not on. We've got a snoozer in the studio. You're listening to KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Now. This is the hour where Enjoy Magazine gets to come in and share all of the great things that the North State has to offer. And we're still doing this.
Sorry, Yvonne.
It's okay.
I fixed it.
So you can reintroduce yourself.
With Enjoy Magazine.
There we go. did you do that on purpose? That's what I love about this place. I love everybody's got such a great sense of humor and can just have a lot of fun, right? Even though we're live on the radio, it's awesome. Anyway, again, this is the North State Now Enjoy Hour, and my dear Rhonda, we passed our 200. We're now at 201 issues.
Just finished 202, sent it to print on Tuesday.
Yesterday. Or was it yesterday?
It was Monday.
I'm sleep behind the wheel. So this is the June issue, and it says The Great Outdoors, and this is a great cover. We've got people that are jumping off the top story of a incredible houseboat in a wonderfully full lake.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, I'm hoping this year is just a overwhelming year for tourism in the North State to pump some dollars back into the economy.
That lake looks pretty amazing.
It does.
Gosh.
I know. Look at it. Yeah. It's incredible. So anyway, one thing I wanted to point out real quick, too, besides things coming back to the North State, I wanted to talk about the fact that we just kicked off this last Friday Movies in the Park again.
Yes.
And so we are back limitedly. We are going to be doing every second Friday of the month in June, July, and August. We are focusing on one location, and that's the Civic Center Lawn, and we're doing that just so that it makes it easier for people to find us. We showed The Matrix last Friday, and it went off without a hitch, and so
And it didn't rain.
No, and I was really concerned because we just had all that strange weather. This next month, July, what would that be? July 11th, I think it is?
I don't remember.
I don't either. Sorry, guys. You can go to our website, www.enjoymoviesinthepark, and we will be showing Lyle Crocodile, which is a fairly new movie. I have not seen it, but I thought the trailer looked really like a lot of fun, and so that's what we'll be showing. And then in August, we will be showing The Goonies. So keep checking for our posts. We'll continue to update you on times, locations, and event time.
It's July 14th.
July 14th. Mm-hmm. So what would, okay.
Second Friday in July.
Sorry, thank you. July 14th. So that would make it August 11th would be the other date that we'll be doing. So anyway, so I just wanted to share that's back. And we're super excited to be rebuilding back after our little tragedy. And then also, kind of cool is that, you know, the Enjoy Store is, got some new things that are cracking over there, and I see you opened up to the page to it, so that's what reminded me is that
Father's Day is this weekend.
Yeah, so we've got some fun stuff. Come try a Bart Bridge Trucker pocket hat, or maybe come in and buy some roasted coffee by Daystar Roasting, because we have a roaster now at the Enjoy Store, and so coffee is roasting almost on a daily basis, which is really awesome. So those kind of things are doing really well over at the store. We're getting ready to bring in some food, and tonight we've opened the wine bar, so you can come in and just kick back, have some wine, shop, little bites, things like that. What else do we got going on, Rhonda, besides Movies in the Park? There's so many things that we have available to us now that we're back into the swing of things.
And having the calendar back in the magazine.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I love it. And it is it's gaining momentum because we hadn't had a calendar for
almost two years,
more than 2 years. So we just started this back up, I believe, in the October-ish. No.
Yeah.
No, in the January.
Yeah.
I think January.
You know, what's really cool is the fact that we actually, when we had some problems with our calendar, actually, the digital side of things. People were getting very frustrated because they were fighting to upload their events, and I think that's been fixed, hasn't it?
It's been fixed.
So we have a new calendar, and it's doing really well. And what's really cool is if you do have an event, a community event, hopefully you're prepared, and you know you're a month out. Because obviously our production is a month ahead of the month that it's obviously being released. But you can go to our website and list digitally your event, which gets a lot of traffic. But that's also where we mine a lot of information for our print calendar. So it also gets in print as well. And you'll notice that the banner at the top also says local events calendar. We also have a new thing that's called Enjoy Local Events, which is actually a production team that is doing things in town like Tattoo Expo, Health Expo, Beauty Expo. What else? What are the expos? Wedding Expo.
Wedding, yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things. So we've got a lot going on. And right now, yeah, there's what, one, two, three... Is it three or four pages of
And it's not just Reading, it's North
State. No. So what's really cool is that our calendar really, goes Anderson, Burney, Chico, Corning, Cottonwood, Dunsmuir, you know, McLeod. What else do we have?
I believe it's the five counties, Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Tehama, and Butte.
Mill Creek, Mount Shasta, Reading, Red Bluff, Powell, Cedar, Paradise, Orville, Shingletown, Weed. The Anderson Library, Cedar Crest Brewing. So, I mean, it actually even goes down to individual locations within counties, too. So, super cool. So get your events in there. We love to have them. We love to showcase them. We love to put them in our calendar digitally. Have it on our website digitally and also get it in print as well. So, there are also, besides just the calendar of events that are just listed like that, we also have all kinds of ads in here for, like, big venues like the Civic Auditorium. What else do we have? Rolling Hills Casino and their amphitheater. I mean, they've got all kinds of things going on and events.
It's a big year for events.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're still off, I think.
No.
Liam just decided that you are not playing today. also, what do you have going on
Riverfront?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm going to be so happy to talk about this.
Okay.
Well, they're in production right now for The Rainmaker, which opens the end of July, and that's going really well. What a great cast we have for that! But right now, we have our first summer camp, and we have 13 kids that are part of the summer camp. It's a 3-week camp, and at the end of it, the end of June and the first 2 days of July, they're going to be performing the Velveteen Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really good to see kids in the theater because we have really never done that. We did do Peter Pan virtually when COVID was going on, but this is really the first actual camp that we're going to be able to perform live on our stage, so with kids, and just having them, and they're mostly little kids, so it's really fun. And my granddaughter is going to be the Velveteen Rabbit, and I'm just really excited about that.
Yeah, so I heard there was audio recording of you demanding that she was going to get it.
She better.
That's so cool.
No, it's just...
I just saw her, and she definitely looks like she would fit the bill fine.
You know, she's little, and and I think that's...
Because she's a pistol.
The smallest one there, but I think that...
By age or just stature? Or both.
Both. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Pretty exciting. We're really excited about the summer camp, and we plan on bringing it back every year and just hope to see it grow.
Are you going to make the costume for the Velveteen Rabbit?
Probably not. I don't have time. You know?
I know.
I probably will help
that's
with
not
some
like
of the stuff.
You, Rhonda.
I know. It's just too much.
For those that don't know, Rhonda is a world-famous Halloween costume maker. She's made all of her kids' costumes for
and
years.
Grandkids.
And grandkids. But she also made them for our kids.
Yeah.
She made, three Vikings? Once?
Yeah, I think the twins, just the twins.
Oh, just the twins. Yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember. Yeah. I just remember seeing that. In my mind's eye, I can see them all looking like, you know, big horns and everything. So, anyway, we love to share, and we could go on forever, but we do already have two guests in the studio with us that are waiting patiently. So we are going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to our first guest. So sit back, relax, go get a glass of wine, something to nibble on, find a comfy chair, and let's talk.
Clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And we are back, and you're listening again, once again, to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And this is More State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And I just ran to the microwave to heat my coffee, so hopefully you went and got something, and we're all sitting down, and we're going to talk to our first guest. So, my dear Rhonda, why don't you give a nice, warm introduction.
Well, in honor of Flag Day, which was yesterday, we did do a story about the Flag Center in Reading, and today we have Roland and Janie Dillian here with us. So thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, we're our so pleasure. Excited. Yeah. So the Flag Center's been around for a long time.
As long as I can remember.
Yeah. but you are fairly new owners, is that correct?
We are new owners of a little over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you say the Flag Center has been here a long time? 43 years.
That's a long time.
And going.
Mm-hmm. That's older than I am.
That's right.
Right?
So about how many flags do you have in your different
inventory?
Every state, every country, every...
You know, we don't...
Every cult.
There could be thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are that many out there. Locally, though, for our store, we just don't have the demand for Tennessee flags,
mm-hmm.
or flags far away. Even very little... demand for Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Arizona, the local states.
Uh-huh.
We do keep those on the shelf.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's cool.
Our biggest sellers by far are U.S. flags, followed by military flags.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, that would be big.
And
a lot of people supporting there.
California flags, right.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, we sell Marine Corps flags.
I have to say, everybody likes a Marine Corps flag.
3 or 4 to 1 of each of the other ones.
3 to 1 for the other services combined.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. It was interesting to me.
Uh-huh.
When
yeah.
You know why? Because the Marines, when you think of, you know, they're bad. You know? And I mean that in a good way.
Yeah. I was going to say something,
but
tough.
I don't want, yeah, there you go, tough. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, right? Because
yeah.
I have lots of friends that have kids that are in the military and they're in the Air Force, but they still have the Marine flag.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. I mean, they support the Air Force, but, you know, I mean, when you think of armed forces, you know, and you think of the ones that are down and dirty, you always think of the Marines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can understand that totally.
So have you always been interested in flags? Has that been your a passion? Or?
It's a little broader than flags.
Uh-huh.
There's a backstory.
My interest is I'm a patriot.
Uh-huh.
And so the American flag is what spins my buttons.
Uh-huh.
And I was raised in the Midwest. Both of my family lines, both my mother's and my father's line, qualify me as a son of the American Revolution.
Oh, wow.
I've lost ancestors on both sides of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Boy Scouts, when I was young, became an Eagle Scout. Joined the military during Vietnam. I joined the Navy to avoid being drafted. The Navy eventually got me to California, and I never escaped. So here I am.
And in Reading, of all places, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service, first and
really.
Foremost. Yeah,
absolutely. And you two have been together for a long time?
11 years.
11 years.
But he was my first sweetheart.
Oh, really?
Oh, so this come back around.
So you've known each other for
45 years.
Wow.
Oh, that's sweet. I love when you hear this kind of stuff. Yeah.
1972.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Well, that's neat. So, and how did you meet?
Because he was in the Navy.
Oh, okay. In California? Not in California.
In California. He was stationed at the same base where my mom's brother was.
Mm.
And being far away from home, when my mom's brother was coming home for the weekend, he goes, "Hey, you want to come home with me?" And it kind of became a regular thing.
Oh, wow.
So was that the, what did they call that, fleet week or shore leave? Or
No, they weren't
out on
a
ship.
They weren't on a ship.
So they were just in a
they were in
naval base.
Lemoore.
Oh, Lemoore.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, my gosh. I can give you stories. I have bad stories of Lemoore Naval Base, Naval Air Base. Because I actually went to high school in Visalia.
Oh.
So we went to the base a lot for a lot of fun.
He joined the Navy to see the world and wound up in
Lemoore. Lord, that must have been like hell. No disrespect to Lemoore, but it's not the greatest place on earth. I mean, it'll do. It has the base, right? But the rest of it's kind of like dairies and...
dairies and cotton. Yeah, yeah. I joined the Navy to see the world, and I went to Lemoore for 4 years of shore duty. In a training squadron.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see the world for a while.
Yeah. Huh. Well, good for you. I always thought it was, as a kid, of course, I was dumb, right? I didn't really realize, but I was like, a naval air base. Like that doesn't make sense to me, right? And then I thought, oh, duh, James, there are aircraft carriers that need airplanes, and they have all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, this is just a land version for them to probably, you know, do air maintenance and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. But I've never met anybody that actually was there. I just used to hop, skip over from Visalia because, you know, always good parties.
you might have been at his house.
I know.
It's a possibility.
So it says that you went into the store one day to get something for one of your flags, and you saw the sign on the window that said the business was for sale and went home and told your wife that you wanted to buy this business. And you were all for it?
At first I said, right.
Are you out of your mind?
That was the second. That was the second thing out of my mouth. And he was so excited. He was so excited. Like a little kid that gets excited. And he goes, no, I want to buy it. I was like, well, okay.
Did he have an adult tantrum?
No. But anyway, we owned it in less than 40 days from that point.
Wow.
So were the old owners, did they just retire? Is that what they wanted to do? Or what was the changing of the guards? Because I remember the old owners. I mean, I've bought flags there for years my whole life. So I'm just trying to remember, or, you know, you don't pay that much attention other than you're going to get your flag or, you know, yeah. So I was curious what would make somebody, I mean, I guess you just, at some point you leave the flag business.
Right. The second owner retired and sold it to the woman, Denise, that we bought it from.
Okay.
And
she was the seamstress from the very start of the store.
Oh.
So she's been with the flag store 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they actually have somebody that does sewing for
makes
them.
Makes custom flags. Oh. So some of the rodeo flags. We've made a lot of the rodeo flags for both Reading and Red Bluff.
Red Bluff. I was going to ask if you guys do custom flags, because that's really what I think. I mean, I don't know how much business you do custom flags, but that's really what would be interesting to me, is to design a flag. I mean, do you guys have like an online thing where you can do the templates or anything like that? So you just have to kind of create...
No.
Create what you, I bet people come in and ask you what is like the true dimension of a flag if you're going to design one or build it so that it
right.
works.
And there's a lot of components.
Sure.
Most of the custom flags are for rodeo flags. So they're businesses. They bring us their logo.
Oh, yeah.
I
forget about all that.
We make it fit in the flag. And if it's going to be a little tiny logo and a whole lot of dead space around it, we try to encourage them, here's a better option. And sometimes they go for it, and sometimes they want their little logo right in the middle of the flag.
That's called white space.
Yeah. That's
right. So. And people at the rodeo are going, I wonder what that flag's for.
Is it those big flags that they put
they
on,
carry
the,
on the horses?
Carry on
yeah.
the horses?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
They're 3 feet by 5 feet. And
they're huge.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a standard size flag, but we can build within 3 inches of the edge.
Very cool.
So you have to have some dead space, so we can build within about 3 inches of the edge.
Hmm.
Wow.
Very cool.
I was going to say something dumb just now again too, but I
go
thank
ahead.
Goodness I caught myself. No, I was going to say, are you guys super excited about? The potential of Idaho taking over a lot of territory in Oregon. And I was going to say, it's not actually technically creating a new state, so you wouldn't have to change the flag.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, you know, the secession and a new state, all the flags would have to change.
Exactly.
You'd have to stick another star in there somewhere, so people would have to get new updated flags.
And
you should push for that.
That
would be good for business.
The flag has been evolving since it was created.
Mm.
When Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner, there were 15 states, and this was in the War of 1812, and we had 15 stars and 15 stripes.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, somebody in the flag official kingdom back
world.
There figured out with all this territory we had in the West, if we added a stripe and a star every new state we put on, that there were going to be a lot of stripes and it was going to look stupid.
Yeah.
So they backed away from the adding stripes and
just went with the
from
stars.
That point forward went with adding stars. And we can get any of those old flags
designs.
Because once they're an official flag, they're always an official flag.
Oh, so they can still always be flown and be honored or be representative of
exactly.
the country.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool, yeah.
You're still being respectful of the ensign of the U.S. Because they have been designated as official. So, for instance, the flag he was talking about is called the Star-Spangled Banner, and it has 15 stars and 15 stripes.
Mm. Yeah. There's a lot of flag rules.
And you can buy one.
Mm-hmm. I'm always fascinated with the protocol for flag you know, flag flying.
Flag and, etiquette.
Yeah, flag etiquette. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We recently built and delivered a flag for a group of Civil War reenactors.
Uh-huh.
And this particular group is a is an artillery division, an artillery unit. And one of their members passed away. And they came to us and they said, we want to put a period-specific American flag over his coffin.
Oh, no.
34-star casket flag, and we had one made for them. So
that was
pretty cool.
Well, that's good
pretty
to know. Cool. I mean, people love to know that they can do that kind of stuff. So. Yeah. Well, it is already, if you can imagine, you've been here talking to us for 15 minutes.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
I know. It goes
so
like
tell
that,
us
right?
The best way, your location, phone number, how people can get in touch with you if they want to talk flags, buy flags, get something custom made.
We are located at 2124 Hilltop Drive, almost directly across the street from Tobacco and Brew, if you're familiar with that.
Yep. Big supporter of this station.
Block. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. The phone number is 530-221-4000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And you also have a website?
We do.
Okay.
You can find us on the web.
Yeah. And you can look that up in our magazine. We do have that information. www.the-flag-center.com.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And
okay.
So in case we didn't verify, you guys have a lovely article. We thank you for allowing us to write about you, and it starts on page 43.
Well, we thank you for choosing us to put in your magazine, and it was a very exciting time. It's been a very exciting time.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad we finally were able to do it.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for coming and spending time with us.
Well, thank you.
All right,
have
a good one.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Cinerama and Tri-Counties Bank presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, featuring live music, food trucks, games, and over 15 local breweries, all in the gardens by the Sundial Bridge on Friday, June 16th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price of admission includes your first beer and a commemorative Cruise by the Bridge cup. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out. Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 16th. Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Jets. We're already live. This is our jam, Rhonda.
I know.
Nugget, girl, nugget.
Woo!
Her and I love Elton. Welcome back, everybody. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with North State Now. And once again, I am James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And she's over there trying to be really quiet and coy. I don't know really why. But then we also have somebody that's in the studio training today, which is super cool. So that relieves Liam to jump on a mic with us.
I'm sitting in here.
Yeah.
I've never been over here before. And this is so strange for me.
Well, welcome.
It's you nice look to right see at your, home. You. Your smiling face across from me.
So we already have our next guest in the hot seat, and I will turn it over to Rhonda to introduce her.
Well, this is somebody that I know fairly well and am really happy to know.
I think everybody knows her.
Yes. Diana Gifford Tuggle is here to talk about the Reading Wonderland Garden Club, which she is part of, and you've been part of it for how long?
I've been a member since 2013, served as vice president 2 years, and have just now concluded 6 years as president.
That's crazy.
6 years in the presidency.
Yes, 6 years.
Phew, yes. Girl.
But you're still going to be involved.
I have volunteered to stay as recording secretary to help the new members in the officer position come up to speed on what the club's
see,
all about.
I say this.
Keeping them in line.
Yeah, right? Once a control freak, always a control freak.
Oh, 100%.
Diana does, she paints our sets for us at Riverfront.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh, you're an artist as well. You're all kinds of things.
She's amazing.
I try to do everything.
She is amazing.
That's awesome. Because most people in the world would know you from the courthouse.
Yes, I mean, I still have people that say, you're the jury lady.
Yeah. You are the jury lady.
It's been,
or were the jury lady.
It's been over 10 years.
But now she works at Macy's.
Since you retired?
Since I retired.
10 years?
2012.
Girl, oh, I would have mind blown. I'm just mind blown because you've always been there.
Yeah.
So
but now you can shop at Macy's and see her there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you are there too.
So what you yeah. Parking, so, you know what can I say? Got to keep busy.
You're like the mayor of Reading.
Maybe I should run for that.
You probably would be a shoe in.
Thank you.
So the Garden Club, huh? So interestingly enough, you know, we have a candle, a signature candle that we come out with spring every under our own brand at Enjoy the Store. So we have a brand called Reading Goods Company, and we reach out to local artisans to produce products for us to put under the Reading Goods brand. And one of them is a candle, and it's called Reading Garden Party.
Ooh, so, I need to come and see that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to get all the girls a copy of that candle.
That would be wonderful.
Well, you guys do a lot of stuff.
Yes, we do. We were federated in 1950. We have about 54 members at this time. We do things like garden therapy 3 times a year for veterans and for assisted living programs mm-hmm. where we create bouquets and take it to them so they can have some beautiful flowers to enjoy in their facilities.
That's awesome.
We have taken on a couple of years ago daffodil planting at the Veterans Home on Knighton Road.
Mm.
This is our second year to do it, and we have adopted them as doing a garden project there. We're working with their officials to create, go in and help the people
sure.
with their gardens. And
so there are residents there that are out doing gardening as well, if they want or can.
Yes. And there are some that need our help because they physically
sure.
can't turn the dirt, so we're going to go and help
So they get to
that.
Point and say, dig there.
That's what we'll do.
And you know what? My mom, when she was in assisted living, that was her favorite thing to do. They would get out there and plant flowers, and they would go to a store and get flowers, and they would plant them, and it was therapeutic, definitely
it
therapeutic.
It totally is. I do gardening just uh-huh. to clear my mind.
It's so good for them. It gets them outside, get them active, yep. get them in the sunshine, and they love to see with the daffodils the
yeah.
flowers bloom.
And they're so happy. The daffodils would just make you so happy. Yes. Oh, that's cool. So what else do you do?
Well, we have an annual plant sale, and that's going to be coming up. Let me see. First of all, we have the Honeybee Festival. That will be in Palisade Road the end of September. And then next week at the Shasta District Fair, we have a booth. The theme of the fair is Shasta District Fair, the place to be. come and see our booth because it is all about the place to be. We have our new club president, Lisa Meredith, that just took this on vigorously, and she's created something that's going to be fun, educational, and just pleasant to see. In the spring, we will have our annual plant and craft sale, and hopefully in March of this coming year, we're going to resurrect our annual spring luncheon, which is our big fundraiser where we raise money for scholarships for Shasta College.
Wow.
And we're looking at also including some high schools in our scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a big fundraiser for us.
So what are, I mean, forgive me, but I mean, are the group made up of only women?
No, we have a few gentlemen that are in our club. We encourage them to join.
Sure.
I think right now we have two male members,
yeah,
but we're always seeking to grow that area.
Sure.
And you do things with kids, too.
We have done projects at the Shasta County Library where we have taught the children what it is to plant seeds, grow your own flowers, and grow your own vegetables, and get them out there to learn what there is besides going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because isn't it funny? They did that study just recently where they asked kids where their food comes from, and they just all said the grocery store. And they were like, yeah, but where does the grocery store get the food to sell to you? And they were all like, it just was flatline. Like they were like, the grocery store.
Well, we try to educate them. We had a project a couple of years ago at the library where we were teaching them about the flowers and vegetables and pollination and
there's a lot
that whole thing, and three of us met together to get together a bunch of ladybugs to put them in cups with nets on them to let the kids take them home, and we didn't realize that ladybugs like to really be active. And we took them out of the refrigerator, going to put them into the cups, and they just woke up and went all over the house. So we were hunting ladybugs for quite a while.
Wow.
So, pretty harmless, though, at least. They were not something that was going to be, you know, right?
But they ate all the bugs on all the plants in the house. So. But it's wonderful to see the children when they see, you know, where their food comes from. Yeah. They're excited.
It is. It's very exciting.
You know,
well, there's nothing more than when they also get to pick something out of the garden and actually physically eat it.
Right.
Like they just can't believe, like, half of them are like,
yeah,
this came off of that plant? I can eat it?
I remember the first salad I made with my dad from, like, cabbage that we planted. And how it was just, like, mind-blowing of an experience that was to make a salad from, like,
the earth.
The earth. Yeah.
There's so much that they can learn.
It's so cool.
It's really cool.
I have right now in my garden, I didn't really do much of a garden this year. I'm spending more time with my chickens this year. But I have strawberries and I have raspberries and they're just like, you know.
Yeah, I had the raspberries.
I actually came in the other day and was sitting on the couch and I just said, open your mouth, and jammed a bunch of raspberries inside. Nice. She's like, those are really good. Where'd you get those? I said, from the garden.
I have a raspberry and Carly yesterday, my granddaughter was out there picking them off the bush and eating them right off.
Well, we've noticed too the strawberries that we have in our vegetable garden are just delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not like
it doesn't. It, yeah, yeah, it's there's.
Well, this
a big
year
difference.
We've had already one little grouping of strawberries, but I'm letting my strawberries propagate right now because I want to do one whole raised bed of just strawberries. So I'm letting them do that. I don't know what you call it. I didn't even really know strawberries did that so much, but it's kind of like a rhizome where they just send out this long arm, and then there's a leaf, and then it just decides to anchor itself in and start a new plant.
And you're going
to
have hundreds of
them. So I'm like, okay, we'll let you take all your energy and spread out in the garden this year, and the next year we'll keep you trimmed so that you do strawberry production. But, yeah, it's fascinating. I love gardening.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's very therapeutic for me as well.
So what are the age groups of your members?
Well, most of our members, because we meet on Mondays, and that kind of is hard for the younger people that work Monday through Friday.
Sure.
But most of ours are middle 50s up to, some of our members are up 82, 83.
Nice.
But they're still out gardening.
Yeah, that's cool. Right? That's what keeps them going.
That's right.
My great-grandfather died at 107. And he gardened up until he was 104. And actually, when he was 96, I believe, we thought we had lost him. We thought maybe he had been in a garden accident. I mean, a car accident. But he had actually checked himself. He drove all the way up till he almost died. He drove to the hospital and checked himself in and had knee replacement surgery in his 90s because his knees were giving out and he couldn't get on the ground to garden, and he just refused to stop. Wow. So he had knee replacement surgery so that he could continue to gardening.
How amazing.
So that'll just show you what a drive that is for some people, right?
That's insane.
Yeah.
So how can people find you, yeah, more information?
The easiest way to get a hold of us is go to our Facebook page, and mm-hmm, that's Redding Wonderland Garden Club. You can either reach out to Lisa Meredith, who is our new president, mm-hmm, or me as the retired president, Diana Gifford-Tuggle. Reach out to either one of us, and we can give information. Our first meeting is going to be the last Monday in August. Because of the September holiday, we meet typically the first Monday of every month through June, mm-hmm, of next year. So just go to the website. It is in the Enjoy Store magazine article at the very end. It has our Facebook page. So just reach out.
And you can read the story in the June issue on page 47.
Yes, I was going to say, please.
Yes.
And you can just reach out if you wanted to become a member or something like that,
just
right?
Just reach out and just say, I need information about membership, Lisa or Diana, and one of us will get a hold of them.
Thank you, my love. I appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's so great having you. Thanks for letting us do a story.
Thank you much for inviting me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. North State, we'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Rhonda, grab my hand. I'm going to twirl you. Welcome back, North State. Once again, this is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. And we are in our last segment, and we have our last, not least, what's the saying? Last but not least. Yeah. Our last contestant of the day. So I will turn it over to Rhonda to do the lovely introductions.
Well, I'm really happy to have Alex Hoffbeld in here from the Cascade Theater. I said it right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. It's wonderful to be here. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What
you
page? Got... So everything we're doing tonight is directly from the pages of Enjoy Magazine. So yes. We have a great article on starting on page 52 mm-hmm. called Encore.
And this is has been talked about a lot lately in the community, and it's going to be a really, really great event.
Super cool.
So tell us a little bit about the Encore event that's going to be happening at the Cascade Theater.
Oh, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's just so special. We have 75 live performers. I think it's 75-plus. I think there may be a couple more that just get thrown in there.
You just throw it in there.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's the community. It's the community of Reading, which is just a bit passionate about theater, passionate about our theater, and just passionate about everything. And one thing that I've discovered new in this last year I've been here is musicals are really big in Reading. I didn't realize how big they were. And for the last 20 years, the Cascade Theater has been producing these musicals. And what this night is like a best of the last 20 years with these amazing community performers where I'd say a quarter of them have now gone on to bigger and better things in the world, you know, mm-hmm. and moved away. And they're coming back and they're volunteering. They're staying a whole week just to come back.
I'm blown away at that. Just the fact that that they're doing this whole thing and pulling it together in that little amount of time. That goes to show you the professionalism, right?
And the heart of the Cascade.
And that's why we chose a concert version. Because, you know, if it was with all the blocking and all the choreography and doing the full-fledged numbers with the costumes and everything, there's no way we could do that. That would just be impossible. But what we can do is this amazing concert version, which is going to have all that fun, too, and the interaction of being in the real show, because they just can't resist that. But it's going to be done in a way where live orchestra, like, you know, it's amazing. Mm. We have the toccata strings coming in, and we have amazing pianist and percussionist, and it's just going to be this live music, live performing concert of all the musical numbers. I have a couple of them here. They finally gave me the program. I was, like, so much excited about to hear this. Once on This Island, Peter Pan, Oliver, Fiddler on the Roof, The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins, Wizard of Oz, Shrek, Matilda, Tarzan, Side by Side by Sondheim, Swing, Elf, Hairspray, Rock of Ages, Mamma Mia, Dance Suite. Oh, it's like in the dance suite.
Incredible.
That's the thing James is famous for. Is he had the dance company that really brought the initial money and inertia to the Cascade Theater to get that remodel done. I was blown away. They choreographed and did a whole dance performance before it was even began to be completely ready. They were just, let's just get people in, fill up this house, and do a show.
Sure.
So to
push the scaffolding out of the way.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. It's just mind-blowing, but I'm so grateful for James Santos and his dedication to the theater and Reading and coming back and putting on this amazing, amazing concert.
That's
just
going to be fun.
I know Linda, which is in... Yeah, yes, Linda. She's got
Linda
some...
Bott. She's in it. She's going to be amazing. Yeah, I mean, what a talented lady she is. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Cascade has, it's very dear to my heart. That's where I met my husband, Daryl. He was in Fiddler on the Roof, and I was the props mistress, and that's how we met.
That's not what we called you, but that was cool.
But he proposed to me on the Cascade marquee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just had one of those just last weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was somebody pretty wanted special.
So let me ask that, because I think that's a really cool thing. Is that something that you guys will do, or do people pay to have that done? Because you should have, should charge people.
It's a rental. It's a very affordable rental.
No. I was going to say you guys really should make money off of that, because I would pay to do that.
Yeah, we're trying to be as lucrative as we
can. With my
next
wife.
So when we don't have productions, we try to rent out the theater, rent out the marquee, rent out the lobby. You know, anything we can to help pay the bills.
Yeah. And you also have a pretty good season coming up. You just announced your season for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
For this season?
It's similar. I just noticed on the visitor guide that we have a summer season. So we have the summer, autumn, and then it's going to be the winter, spring. So right now the winter, spring visitor guide is out. And I just looked at that and went, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. It's like the same thing. Because we're trying to make it more
They're
manageable.
Like a prophecy of what's to come.
Exactly.
What you
and
still have to work on.
If only we could be as nice as Enjoy Magazine. I always aspire to be like Enjoy Magazine. It's just like as I look at it and go through it, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, everything's so beautiful.
Well,
this is what life should be.
You should do all the promotion for the theater. You're awesome. You're a great spokesperson. You've already made me make sure that we're going to buy our tickets for the event. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait.
I will tell people listening, though, you know, Reading people, you know yourself. I know yourself. We all know each other. We are last-minute Joes when it comes to buying tickets for events. This is not something you want to wait to buy your ticket because you will not get one.
And I hear that there is free popcorn with your ticket.
Yes.
And drinks and candy, and then there will be alcohol for purchase.
Yes, yeah, because the idea is that we want you to come and enjoy. And you think about it, people are saying, well, can we bring our kids? It seems a little bit pricey, you know, like $45 is the value seat. And it's like, well, you think about going to the movie with your family and how much you spend on concessions.
That's right.
Right.
Boom, immediately, that's not that expensive.
No.
Right. Like the ticket price with all you can eat.
And really, this is a special event. This is not, I mean, this is all the things that you've shared, right? But beyond that, it is really an opportunity for the theater to collect monies that's needed for it to do all these seasons, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, this is one of those big fundraisers or money makers for them. So it's important. I mean, you're not just going to be entertained. That's the bonus. The reality of it is you're really
supporting the community.
And the Cascade, which we try all the time.
With Enjoy when people will say something about advertising or whatever. And we totally respect it. We get it, too. But, I mean, even if you are a fully functioning business and don't necessarily need more business or whatever. Sometimes advertising is just about supporting your community, right? And creating a message or a cause for your business to share with people what you are willing to do within your community. And because there's nothing wrong with sharing that you are a supporter in whatever way it is that you are. Because, I mean, I like to know what businesses are supporting things because those are the ones I'd like to patron.
Yeah, and one big way you can support is become a member of the Cascade Theater.
We have
many levels of support. Even at the most basic level, you get pre-sale privileges, so you can actually go and purchase tickets before the full public can purchase them.
Mm.
And the benefits just keep increasing.
Insider trading.
Yeah. And you were talking about our new season. Yeah, we have Toad the Wet Sprocket and Molly Tuttle coming up in July.
Oh,
that's kicking off our season, and both of those artists are
Sprocket.
Just amazing.
I haven't heard that in a long time. That was a good one. I love Toad the Wet Sprocket. You don't?
I don't know it.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I love it. You just got to, you know.
No, you know it. You just don't know.
Search it on YouTube.
You just don't know you know it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have Siri play it for you in the car.
Yeah, they're fun. They're very fun.
Well, that's great. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. And the Cascade is, you know, it's a tradition for me to bring I brought my grandkids since the very first show that James did.
Yeah.
And my granddaughter, well, I didn't bring them then because I didn't have any grandkids, but they go every year, and it's just been, we go to the Cascade Christmas, and then we usually go to the spring show as well. So.
Yeah, and we have a spring show this year. It's
yep.
so nice bringing it back. Yeah, our director's going to be John Truitt from Viva Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an amazing, amazing season and this whole year. But the important thing I always want to remind everyone as you're running for that last-minute ticket, know that you're on our website and at our ticket site because there's so many. It's just amazing how many. I was looking on the internet just the other day, how many people are trying to just scalp our tickets and resell them for a lot higher. Huge fees.
Really?
And
for
people
this
that I thought would never buy them from, you know, that would just know that they need to go to cascadetheater.org.
Yeah, every ticket is under $100 for this event. So if it's over 100, boom, there's your first flag. We purposely took away the processing fee because we're asking for this is a donation, it's a fundraiser, and we're not thinking about it as a regular event where we'd have the ticketing processing fee, but there's another red flag if suddenly you got a processing fee.
Sure. Well, that's good to know.
My sister did.
She bought the tickets.
She already has tickets for
it? No, she bought tickets that weren't through the Cascade.
Yeah.
That's but we know now.
There's
nothing we can do about those people.
I know. So Encore is a one-night show.
Yes.
One and only.
This is not done.
This is not a couple times. This is like you get one shot at getting a ticket, or you're never going to see this again. It's not coming back. Even if it did come back,
but you're
going to
try
different.
And do this every year?
Yeah, every year we're going to do a similar idea, the fundraiser with an amazing night of entertainment and filled with the community folk you love.
And you'll have a silent auction as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've really been loving all those silent auctions items coming in. They've been pouring in all day today from greeters.
I don't know if we did. I did get a request. I'm sure we'll donate.
Yeah, we got a lovely basket coming from you guys at some point. Yeah, I'll be hunting everyone down next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for your time. We thank you for your hard work. And get everybody get out there and get
your
tickets.
And we're glad you're at the Cascade.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it's awesome.
Thank you, North State. We appreciate you spending the hour with us, and we will see you next month. Good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.